Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. More deadly Israeli-Palestinian violence. Israeli police killed attackers in two incidents in Jerusalem. Israeli officers shot and killed a Palestinian assailant armed with a knife as he ran toward them at an entrance to Jerusalem's Old City. Hours later, a Palestinian attacker from East Jerusalem stabbed an Israeli woman near Jerusalem's main bus station before being shot dead. The violence comes as Israel began deploying hundreds of troops in cities across the country. The move is aimed at helping Israeli police to counter a recent wave of attacks against Jews by Palestinians and Israeli Arabs using knives, cars, guns, rocks, and firebombs. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas blamed Israel for the violence. U.S. and Russian defense officials have wrapped up a third round of talks on rules for conduct in the air over Syria and are finalizing a memorandum of understanding to establish basic safety rules and avoid inadvertent collisions. The U.S. Defense Department says progress was made. The Russian Defense Ministry reported a convergence of positions on key provisions of the future document. President Barack Obama is sending U.S. military personnel to Cameroon to conduct airborne surveillance of Boko Haram militants. A U.S. defense official says troops were invited by Cameroon's government as part of a larger international effort to stop the spread of violent extremists in West Africa. Burkina Faso's presidential and parliamentary elections, delayed by a failed coup, will take place November 29th. The polls, seen as a major step in the West African country's road to democracy, were originally scheduled for October 11th, but was postponed after a short-lived revolt. This is VOA News.